AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Trump is expected to sign the Laken Riley Act into law as the administration's first piece of legislation. It mandates the detention and potential deportation of people in the U.S. illegally who are accused of theft and violent crimes before they've actually been convicted. It's part of Trump's promised crackdown on illegal immigration. Meantime, Margarita Raimondo is back in Guatemala. A Border Patrol agent had apprehended her in the U.S. along with three other migrants. She says a coyote took money from her, and that's why I have to get rid of the debt. I have a lot of need to get to the other side, to give the best to my parents. They have nothing. A federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration's freeze on federal grants and loans.
The judge moved minutes before a freeze that could total trillions of dollars was to take effect, pausing it until Monday. The freeze had sparked confusion and panic among groups relying on Washington for their financial lifelines.
There's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media. There's no uncertainty in this building.
Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said the administration's trying to be good stewards of public funds and making sure the nation complies with the president's executive orders rolling back progressive actions. But several state attorneys general, like California's Rob Bonta, objected and sued, saying Congress had already authorized the spending.
We won't stand by while the president breaks the law.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Senate confirmation hearings for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary begin today. He's getting a thumbs down from his cousin, Caroline Kennedy.
Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
This is AP News. President Trump has fired two of the three Democratic commissioners of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
That's the federal agency that enforces civil rights laws in the workplace. Both commissioners, Charlotte Burroughs and Jocelyn Samuels, say they're exploring options to challenge their dismissals. They call their removal before the expiration of their five-year terms an unprecedented decision that undermines the agency's independence. The move is part of President Trump's crackdown on diversity and gender rights policies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Brittany Griner plans to sign with the WNBA's Atlanta Dream, marking the end of her 11-year career with the Phoenix Mercury. Griner missed the 2022 season when she was detained for nearly 10 months in a Russian prison. She was freed in a prisoner swap. Griner has spent her entire WNBA career in Phoenix, being drafted number one in 2013. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.